Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Jeff will be joining the Republican Party, and I really, to me, it's a very exciting announcement. I think, Kevin, you said it was about 10 years since that's happened.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who the last one was. It would seem to be it was even more than that, but it's a big deal.
All right, so that is a big deal. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, anti-impeachment for sure, flips over to the other side. And as the president said there, he couldn't remember how long it had been. It was a very long time ago. And he opposed the impeachment and decided, okay, I'm switching parties. It's so rare that that happens, although in our history, if you go back, it certainly has happened. And in the world in which we live in, with the push-pull over impeachment and what's now going to happen with the Senate, this was a high five for Republicans for sure, because they add another body. And he left the party saying it was swinging too far toward a radical progressive political agenda, in his view, that didn't reflect the will of you, the people of the United States, and that the president and what the Republican Party had accomplished during the Trump presidency better reflected their will. So that shows an interesting shift in an interesting state. Van Drew quoted former President Ronald Reagan as having once said, "I didn't leave my party left me." He voted against the Democratic Party line and voting against impeaching Trump. And he said that part of his decision to walk away from the Democrats was because of the behavior of at least one of the party power brokers in days leading up to the impeachment vote. So he decided that's it. We've seen this before, but we've also seen people who didn't officially. Did you know this? This is interesting trivia. There were some that wanted to bail but didn't bail officially, like Ed Koch, Jim Leach, Colin Powell, but they supported a candidate from another party, so they didn't leave their parties. But there have been other instances of that happening. You remember Joe Lieberman, who ran for Senate in Connecticut. I know there's people listening in Connecticut, under the party for Connecticut, where he went in a different direction and became an independent, if you remember. So there have been some prominent examples, too, where you had Strom Thurmond in 1948, and George Wallace, 1968, who remained in the Democratic Party for statewide stuff for campaigns, but then did national presidential campaigns as independent, and then we've seen that flip in a couple of different directions. So it is pretty interesting, actually, when that happens, and this was a very, very big move. And for Jeff Van Drew, too, politically speaking, the people he represents, the switch fits with a fracture, and it fits where he's running. So when you've got especially that kind of a move, it takes people off guard, and I would highlight that. They did the right thing there. Ask the question, have the president mention it, talk about what a big deal it is, especially in the middle of the rain down on the president being really tagged with impeachment, and now the confusion as to whether or not this is going to have a Senate trial. Supposedly there will be, but Nancy Pelosi is delaying kind of the standoff with the Senate because of how it's being framed, and they have to officially sort of carry it over, if you will, into the Senate. So that has not happened yet. The Democrats decided they were going to eat their own. What does that mean? Well, this is going to mean another debate. So it's the last debate for the Democrats of this decade, like that because we're swinging into 2020. But, you know, you had less people on the stage. It was more a personal clash over wealthy campaign donors, a cave of crystals, which, of course, was Pete Buttigieg, who was at a fundraiser in the San Francisco Bay Area and got nailed for that by a couple of people. You know, easy things to use as a distraction and go in that direction, because otherwise there was questions about impeachment and now what, and then it was a question of age and, oh, would you run again? And what I like the best that happens in these debates is who's the motor mouth, who gets the most time, because I think there is like a fight for that. And when there's debate prep, I think the people that prep the politicians, that's what they're saying. How do you jump in? What are you jumping in with? What could possibly happen here? And all the posturing behind the scenes, which you would find more interesting, is about the amount of time you get. So Bernie Sanders got almost 20 minutes. Amy Klobuchar was right behind him. Pete, I was in a crystal cave, Buttigieg, also in that 19 range, and Warren was there, and Grandpa Joe was at 15, and then Tom Steyer, 11, you get the idea. Andrew Yang, take your ideas to Silicon Valley instead, 10 minutes. But there was some sparring going on, and then, you know, there were Kamala Harris dropped out of the race. Senator Cory Booker wasn't there. Tulsi Gabbard, who didn't vote for impeachment, she wasn't there. But Booker and Gabbard failed to meet the qualifications, so that's why they weren't on the stage. So now what happens? January 14th, that's the final debate before the Iowa caucus. That's big. That's something to watch. Because if you are locked on the president being reelected, it's a question of then who's the opponent going to be and who's the running mate going to be. Because, you know, we swing into 2020, and we're less than a year away from another presidential election. I'll tell you what would make me totally psyched. All I want for Christmas is people to go and vote. I don't get it. Help me answer that question. Why don't people vote? Is there so much frustration over the garbage coming out of Washington and the people who are supposed to represent we the people that you just have had it and you just are saying, forget it, whatever happens, I don't really have a say in this? Because I do believe if the amount of people who voted were really incredibly high, anywhere like 85%, you would see, I think, some of the people that you would favor more to be in those local offices and to represent you in Washington. I mean, I could be bloody wrong on this, but I do believe that if there is a movement and there's more people, that you have a better chance. I mean, remember the Tea Party and how they made a couple of candidates, how they really pushed a couple of candidates that got in some of the local elections and certainly higher than that. And that shows you when there is a movement, what that can mean. If there was a movement toward voting, then I believe that you would have to have candidates that would have to fight it out a lot harder, and it would give you better choices, better winners and losers. And hopefully you'd get more winners that would be those that represent. All right, music means I'm going to hop the fence, so to speak. Hopefully you hang around. You're going to join me, Kate Delaney, as we roll into our mailbag segment. That means it's your chance to sound off. And boy, did I get a ton of virtual mail. We're headed there next.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
This mail. Thank you so much for sending me your thoughts. And not all of it was about impeachment. Oh, thank goodness. Well, I'm always game for talking about what the sharks and what the idiots are doing and how it affects your life and mine. However, you know, sometimes you got to steer in a different direction. It is the holidays, and you did kind of steer in a different direction. But there was a little bit about Jeff Andrew and a couple of other things. All right, this one from The Mac. He is listening to us in Spokane, and he says on KSBN, Katie Kate, love listening to you. Always I'm driving back. Too many long days for me, but that's not what I'm here to sound off on. Yo-yo to Jeff Andrew. Good for him for deciding that he was going to flip in the right direction, if you will, because he saw some of the nonsense that was going on, and maybe there'll be some others, but regardless, it is pretty wild to see that happen because it's such a rarity, right? Yeah, I went through that. It's not something that you see every day because usually you stick with your party, you're there, and you're going through the machinations. You like that word? The machinations of what it takes to get elected and, you know, how you're climbing the political ladder, although now it's like a jungle gym, so I guess that doesn't necessarily matter, but that means numbers move, and the number deal is big because it is about numbers. That's the world we live in when it comes to our politics. You don't see too many breaks, so to see a break like that is a very big one. There's another one. Got this one from Har, who listens to us in he listens to us in New Orleans on WRNO. Kate, catching you whenever I can. I'm in and out of the city, but I got to tell you, you know, besides what you were saying about Drew Brees, which right on, he is amazing and goes down in history as one of the best, I think, quarterbacks of all time. And certainly for those of us in Who Dat Nation, it's been fun to watch him. It was pretty fun to watch this flip of the New Jersey guy who decided that, one, he was going to vote for impeachment, and two, he was going to make his mark by making a move to the Republicans. That had to be a nice win for them because you chalk that up to another body in the right side when they're adding things up. And yeah, well, that's it. When someone moves, then you get another number. That's exactly what I said. You know, it's interesting. He is a representative for the 2nd Congressional District, and he was somebody who was a state senator from 2008 to 2018. So this is, and he, you know, he's a guy, whatever, he's a Jersey guy, went to Rutgers and then Fairleigh Dickinson University, and is a dentist. So this is a big move, and liberal PACs are demanding a refund of the donation, of the Jeff Andrew donation, because of the swap of the parties. So he's pledging his support, and he sat next to the president and talked about the switch. And while that was happening, people in New Jersey were not happy at all because you had, and other places, you had the House Majority PAC director writing an email to Van Drew's campaign after he made the announcement asking him to return $2,500 that they made, you know, a donation that they made during his campaign. Then I started to think about this. Wow, I wonder if a bunch of other people would ask for, you know, money back because of where they donated it. So, I mean, there you go, right? Boom. Busting a move to the other side. All right, how about this one? This is another gig, so to speak, at Pete Buttigieg. There were a couple of those. This one is from Jake in Austin, and he says, Kate, how about you and me go have dinner in this crystal cave? Wow, what's up with the crystal cave? I thought actually the remarks were pretty funny, the crystal wine cave. What was his people thinking? What were they thinking in going there and leaving him so exposed to that? Although I can't imagine he's the guy, despite whatever fundraisers, that is going to actually win in the Iowa caucuses or anywhere else. I don't think he's going to represent the party. Do you? Okay, the answer to that is no. I do not see that happening. But when you talk about this whole wine cave thing, they say the bottles of wine were like $900 a bottle, and it is a wine cave, and so there's just crystal. It's full of crystals. Is what it is. You know, it is, and that's pretty much what you see when you go there. So the crystal cave, it did, you know, kind of spike in curiosity. I guess in some ways that's got to be, for some people, that's got to be interesting because they didn't know about the whole idea of being at this winery in this crystal cave, and what does that mean? It was just a huge, lavish fundraiser in Napa Valley. And it was, again, high-end Napa. 900 bottles of wine, 1,500 crystals, and, you know, this is a different kind of crowd. He needs money, and they had the money, so they were in the crystal cave. It's funny that you all picked up on that. All right, how about this one from the Mac Attack? I thought we just heard something from the Mac Attack. Anyway, he says, Kate, I heard you do the Nail the Score thing. I'm sorry to miss that. I caught it on the replay. But the NFC East, the Cowboys and the Eagles, that will be the best game. So you did pick the best one. I think, just for the record, I'm going to throw this out there. I think the Cowboys win it. But who knows, because you do have that wild Philly crowd. It should be fun to watch. Yeah, check this out, guys. So I was invited to a jewelry party, and I really like this woman. She's in the news business. In fact, she's a news director at a big conservative talk station in Dallas, and I've known her for a while. Her name's Frida, and she does this fun jewelry thing on the side, and it's just for fun, and she's made, I think, a profit on it, too. She's good at it. And so she throws it during the game. And, of course, I'm sure all the other women are probably going, but I can't. I've got to watch that game. That game is way, way too big. All right, another quick little sports thing, because I got this from Tom, who says, Kate, what did you think of the coaches that are on the list and other players for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? What do you think happens? I love the what do you think happens. You know, you're probably talking about that you've got this, this is the centennial class. So you have Drew Pearson, he's been a guest on this show, and I love Drew Pearson. Donnie Schell, Roger Craig, also on that list. You have Bill Cowher, Tom Flores, Mike Holmgren, Jimmy Johnson in the coaching area, Buddy Parker, Dan Reeves, Dick Vermeil. Boy, that's pretty tough, and I'm not even done the list. I won't go through the whole list for everybody, but it's always interesting, the players that get nominated and then how they, who gets picked. And somebody always unhappy. Always, always unhappy. All right, here's one from Michael, who says, Kate, do you think the whole impeachment thing will hurt the stock market, or does it kind of blow past that? Well, speaking from my very capitalistic point of view, we know that negative news rocks the market. It didn't, we've seen some pretty highs, record highs in the last couple of weeks because of the first phase of the trade deal with China, and job growth is big. The Dow Jones shot up on Thursday. The president's not going to be removed by the Senate, so that's not going to dump. I think that would totally dump the stocks, but I don't think so. No, I'm going to say it won't, because it's so much as the economy. And if he was removed from office, that would be different, but he's not going to get removed. So if that's not going to happen, I don't think you're going to see the stocks, careen and crash all over the place. And it's so much is about the economy. Oh, but the economy does roll on negative Washington news many, many times. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything.
Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
The president goes on to say,
and, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Check out the title of this next book in Author's Corner, Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, Pamela June, PJ Anderson. You'll catch her name on the title of the book at Amazon.com. PJ, I'm going to call you PJ. I like that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the call. I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the premise of the book. So tell us about Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. For people who want to know what that is, what do you tell them?
Well, it is a collection of articles that I wrote that year. I think it was 2018. And it was actually as a result of me finding that writing is very therapeutic for me. And so I started writing Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness in 2017, and it ended up being a book that was also a result of the seven African-American newspapers in Ohio and in Michigan that carried the articles. And that's really the way it all started out, as an opportunity to just kind of heal myself, doing some self-care and some self-healing and some self-reflection and putting it in writing. That's how it ended up happening the way it did.
And we should tell the audience about your story and about veterans and what happened with you. Tell everybody about your story and how you came to reflect and journal and how that's helped you mentally, emotionally, etc.
Well, I served in the Gulf War and the Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and the Gulf War. And first time away from home for such a long, extended period of time, 9 months, as a matter of fact. that I was serving overseas, and it was such a traumatic experience being the only chaplain, the only female chaplain on the base, and, you know, having the usual comments made by my colleagues, you know, that I didn't have a right to be in their uniform, and I didn't have a right to be in ministry and those kinds of things. And it was a very troubling experience for me because I didn't have anyone to turn to, didn't have anyone else with whom I could speak. And so I ended up being diagnosed with PTSD, schizophrenia. And through that experience, through challenging that experience, through challenging that diagnosis, meaning talking back to the voices that was talking to me and explaining to me how unworthy I am and how inappropriate it was for me to be in ministry and who did I think that I was and why don't you just go and jump off the nearest bridge and those kinds of things. So I wrote about it. That's when I really started journaling. Journaling is a very healthy way of putting on paper what's going on in a place that almost defies description. And as a result, I was able to self-heal as an officer serving as a chaplain. And it was an amazing experience. And as I said, journaling is the key for many people. Everybody doesn't like journaling, but for me, it was an opportunity to become whole. And I continued that when I came out. It didn't become a book until 2018. And, you know, that's kind of how, I mean, if it hadn't been for that military experience, I would not be in a position to help my veterans, fellow veterans, understand or get a grip on themselves. And even to today, I use that experience to help fellow veterans to understand how we can diminish and hopefully someday eliminate death by suicide, which is at 21, 22 per day nationwide now. It really takes, you know, standing in a mirror and defying what you've been taught or what has been said to you by, I'm going to say by the empire, whether that empire is political or religious or military. It really is our responsibility or my responsibility to have experienced that to help others not to experience it. In other words, what I'm saying is I, too, am a victim of sexual assault while serving in the military. I, too, after coming home, attempted suicide, and all of that would have happened, number one, if I didn't have a praying mother. I've got to give my mother credit, God rest her soul, for me having some stability of mine. And I'm doing that with veterans as we speak. On the 1st of December, for an example, I met with a group of veterans, and the topic was, I survived death by suicide, a time of storytelling. And it was amazing to hear fellow veterans talk about their experience and how they survived death by suicide and how that we survived death by suicide.
Wow.
And how wonderful it is to have to talk about that, who is a professional but is not going to take the clinical approach. That's the last thing we need as veterans, is the clinical approach. We need folks that will talk with us from a spiritual perspective, that will talk to our soul, that will help our soul stay in fitness, that while we have been able to accomplish many of the things that we've been able to accomplish and to accumulate the things that we've been able to accumulate, the one thing that we have left out along the way is inspirationals that feed the soul, good news that feeds the soul, affirmations that feed the soul. And so that's a long way around answering the question about about serving in the military, but it's so important for military people who are often isolated from their families for periods of time or have multiple deployments. That's really at the root of our deaths by suicide. And then we've got a very, well, I don't want to call it a, we have a reentry program that could use a lot of strengthening. And so that's the next thing that we're going to work on is, you know, how do we transition from a very structured family, very structured and very strong family system where I've got your back and you've got my back to a civilian system where that camaraderie is missing, and very often it's a result, and it can result in divorce. It can result in post-traumatic stress disorder. It can result in considering, and unfortunately, some succeeding in committing death by suicide. So it's an ongoing thing, but it's exciting to pay it forward, so to speak.
Yes, and listening to you, thank you for what you do for veterans, and I hope so many people this is resonating. I agree with Pamela June Anderson in saying that people are disconnected out there, and they feel disoriented and lonely, etc., and so much is welling up inside of them. So 21 to 22 suicides a day, that's unbelievable. We only have a minute or so left, and I know, it just flies by. What do you hope people take away from reading this? That there is hope and that they can do something?
Well, they will take away an opportunity to self-reflect, an opportunity to heal internally, because Kate, that's where the work takes place. Mm-hmm. I can go to all of the seminars and all of the conferences and all of the churches, and I can do all of that external work, but nothing happens until I stand in the mirror. You know, who was that? Michael Jackson that made the recording. I'm starting with the person in the mirror.
Yeah,
that you've got the work is internal. It's really taking time. Number one, to get to know, well, who am I, and why am I here, and do I believe what I have been taught, or am I willing to take the risk to, what's the word that I'm looking for, to take a critical look at what I've been taught, whether it's religious or political or social. Are these my values, or are these the values that have been imposed upon me? Yeah. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And we have to have the courage to say, well, you know, I need to tweak that a little bit. And maybe if I write about it, if I take this opportunity to look at these articles that have been written from a reflective perspective becoming whole, to be made whole as the goal, and to live the life I love as a goal, and to get to know who I am and whose I am. So the takeaway, an opportunity to start an internal journey toward wholeness, and to understand, yeah, the work may be tedious, but on the other side of it, life is good. Life is glorious. Life is wonderful. And I too, whoever the I may be, I too can reach out to my fellow veteran or my fellow brother or my fellow sister, and take a hand and make a friend and ease on down the road.
I like that. Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. Pamela June Anderson, thanks for what you do, and thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, let's talk again.
Rainbow Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Such a great conversation with this woman. I can't wait to introduce you to her. She's in our virtual green room as part of the Author's Corner. Tallulah Banks has written a book called Pigeon with a Bright View. Tallulah, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, of course.
So first of all, let's talk about how long you've been writing and why you wrote this book.
Well, I've been writing probably since 2006. The reason that I wanted to, in my spirit, turn to get this out there is because I really have a heart for incarcerated women and homeless.
And that's why. And that's why you did that, right?
Yeah.
Because you wanted the world to know those stories. You and I talked about that.
Well, I, you know, just one person reads Pigeon with a Bright View and gains understanding or gets their healing, then it's all worth it.
Well, let's talk about your story and what happened to you, because that was also part of the impetus for you writing this. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, I was going through a bad divorce, and we had two small children, and I had an injunction on him. I dismissed it. Because the kids missed him. I was young and naive, and he immediately gets one on me. And unfortunately, whoever has the injunction on the other, the power and all the cards are in that person. So I've been to jail 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so powerful for you to talk about that and put that in this book. And I want to emphasize this because it's a beautiful book. And again, you can get it on Amazon, Pigeon with a Bright View. And it makes sense because of what we were just talking about, how you wanted to highlight homelessness and women incarcerated. And it happened to you. And when you went through that seven different times, gosh, how gut-wrenching was that? How hard was that?
Oh, God. You know, every time I went to jail, it was always a little more time, you know, a few days more, a week more. And on the last time to jail, which was my seventh time, I spent 60 days in jail. But, you know, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But honestly, it was the best thing that could have happened because you're trapped in a building. So you can either play Uno or you can examine your character and try to get rid of your muck and sludge and peel back the layers and just hear the hard truth, you know?
Wow, I love that. Get rid of the muck and sludge. That is a what we call tweetable moment, actually. Because you're right. You were sitting there and you could feel sorry for yourself and it was hard and you missed your kids.
Yes.
And then you come out on the other side. So when you write this book, because this is in your head and you sit down and you finally write it, did that feel good to get it out there?
Well, yes. And how I was able, Pigeon with a Bright View, I had given it to a lady actually that I was incarcerated with because she was a recovering prostitute crack addict. So I thought, how awesome for someone that was in jail with me to do a review. So she liked it a lot, so she gave it to her pastor, who was so moved by it. He sponsored 1,000 copies, which was like $4,500. I had never met him. And so what I did is my goal is I want to get this into the jails. Because when you can get a book into their little library, it doesn't move. It will never leave because you're not allowed as an inmate or and you're free. You can't take anything that's the jail property. So I was able to get it in 22 states, a country in Bolivia, or a town in Bolivia, and a town in India.
Wow. So the ultimate goal is to just get this everywhere.
Yep.
So that you can give hope, really,
exactly,
to so many of the women that are in prison.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, when you're so broken and you've gone through so much loss, you know, bam, another loss, bam, another loss, bam. Even though it centers around being in jail, and some people might think, you know, kind of snobbly, like, well, then that's not for me, blah, 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 you know?
Right.
But everybody on this planet has been broken before to some level, and everybody on this planet has experienced loss. But here's the good thing about that. God says there's power in brokenness because you're humble, you have a willing spirit, you have a teachable spirit. You know, everything's on the table, and you can deal with the hard truth because you are so humble and you are so remorseful, you know?
Yeah, and you're right about that. So dealing with the hard truth and and being able to examine that. So now,
yes,
like I'm thinking about this, and the power of Pigeon with a Bright View is, are you planning on doing a sequel?
Well, probably not, because I don't plan on going to jail ever again. But I've completed a short devotional guide for teenagers, and it's written like, I write like I'm actually having a conversation with you.
Right.
It's not stuffy, it's not cliche, it's not the same old thing that every other person is writing. I try to write where it's refreshing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, that's kind of neat, and, you know, and they'll be compelled to, I really want to read this.
Right.
And I just completed a children's book called The Land of Ish.
The Land of Ish. So tell us quickly about The Land of Ish, because you can't just leave us hanging.
Basically, it's about a girl and God. But how I worded it is the father, not a father, but the father. And he was like, well, what color do you want to make the sky? And what kind of animals should we put over here? And, oh, oh, wow, Father, I see my face in the clouds. Thank you. And he goes, that's because I love you, and I wanted to show you how much I love you. So there's a nice flow to it.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds like it. So, again, we tell everybody you can pick up Pigeon with a View, Tallulah Banks, that's who we're speaking with on Amazon. Ultimately, and I think we've heard that throughout this conversation, but what do you hope people really ultimately take away from reading your book?
Yeah, well, the whole key is to be relatable to all kinds of people, atheists, agnostics, Baptists, whatever. But I want to go further in this because I know that there's power in it, and I say that humbly. And all the feedback that I've gotten from people is more than positive. Like, I was so touched. We use this in the men's devotion and a lot of things like that. But my goal is to reach the masses. You know, I don't want to stop with, you know, a few hundred or a few thousand people. I want to sell 200 million copies, and not because it's greedy or, right, ooh, I'll get rich. It's like, if you can reach the masses, now we're talking huge impact.
Wow, I love that. So that's the vision. So your vision is even bigger than that. You're right. It's like somebody told me one time, Tallulah, if you have the passion and you have the vision, of course, money would follow. That's just our scorecard.
Yeah,
but it's
a byproduct.
It's a byproduct. But what you would do is help people, because there are so many people, you said it, that they might not have gone to prison, but they're suffering some kind of loss, and they are in their own different cages, don't you think?
Absolutely. And there's people out there, oh, I believe in God. Okay, I invited Jesus into my heart when I was in second grade. But there's a lot of people that will never step foot in a church because they've been hurt, they've been judged, the hypocrisy. And that's my whole point. It's just about the love of God. It's not shoving, oh, Jesus loves you, I'll pray for you, you know, which does absolutely nothing.
Right.
And so just touching people on every aspect, because people that have a hard heart, like, I'm not going to church, there's nothing wrong with me, that kind of thing, just prideful, hard heart, I think when they get to that level, sincerely, the only way to prick a pinpoint in them is through moving music or humor.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true. I completely agree with you. I love your broader vision and the way you see the world, and wow, 7 times in jail, and see, you're the example of, it doesn't mean your life is over, this is what you do, and that's part of this too, don't you think?
Yeah, you bounce back.
You bounce back, because it would be very easy, and many people do this, to feel sorry for yourself in whatever situation you're in.
Sure.
And that's what your book is about. Your book is so aptly titled, Pigeon with a Bright View. So this is the reason why you should pick this up, because it really is raw and telling and a wonderful, wonderful read. Tallulah Banks, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while 2 passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.